Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans, Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Nut Out starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the broadcast for August 21st in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our guide. And yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we believe the checks and balances put in place by the founding fathers are absolutely brilliant and one of the great solutions to peaceful restoration, and that's why we reject revolution. Go study history. It doesn't turn out very well, but peaceful restoration is one of the great solutions to make America great again. Hope you're all doing fantastic. I was out Thursday and Friday, but it's amazing. The topics don't even seem to be hardly any different in the news. So the things we talked about literally days ago, still relevant as all get out. We talked about Antifa. This terrorist group gets a pass from the media, but LibertyNewsDaily.com calls them on the carpet a terrorist organization, running amok, promoting violence, rejecting white people everywhere. You know, it's sad. If you're an American, you're not allowed to be white. If you say white and then something derogatory behind it, you're in the in crowd. If you say white and anything positive, you're a supremacist. It's a big old satanic, deceptive, divisionary lie. And it's all designed to rid us of our history. Donald Trump says the extreme media will destroy you. He said that on the campaign trail, and boy, is he spot on. But Trump said that the alt-right and the alt-left acted equally. That's a lie. That isn't true at all. The white folks in this case had a peaceful permit. The cops stood down and let violence reign supreme. They take an extreme act from a mentally disturbed gentleman who literally was on psychiatric drugs, who went crazy and used a car as a weapon. They use that as the example of anybody who is white that they would do such a thing. That's a lie. Again, they play games and peddle fake news everywhere. Mob rule, sadly, is becoming acceptable in America today, especially if it's justifiably against the evil white person. The Alabama Senate race between Roy Moore and Mr. Strange continues, sadly, thanks to Donald Trump and other Republicans. Roy Moore should have won handily. We pray he would have. But again, when you back with big money, a strange candidate, which is what they did. His name is Strange, by the way. The insider, in my opinion, establishment candidate. Shame on you, Donald. Anyway, there you have it. Crazy stuff. Now, Mel Brooks got backed. He was the third candidate in that race. He credits Coulter, Hannity, Mark Levin and others to keep him competitive in that race. That three-way race literally stopped Roy Moore from getting over 50%. What a tragedy. But Roy Moore rolls out in dignity, rides on horseback to the polls. And then we finished up the hour by talking about Hope Hicks, the secret girl behind Donald Trump, to be named White House Communications Director, writes Daily Caller. We have a personal history with Hope Hicks. She literally came out on CNN and said Liberty Roundtable Live is a fantastic talk show that cares about America. Well, Hope was right on that score. Al-Qaeda, by the way, sadly is alive and well. One of the big things about this racial issue is that they're distracting us with race divisions in America. Well, they literally let the hawkish generals surrounding the Donald go crazy with the military-industrial complex. We'll talk about that as the broadcast unfolds, but hour one on Wednesday, that was the totality of it. Hour two, we talked about the University of San Francisco literally establishes black-only student orientation. So while they're literally dividing in every institution but universities, I'm saying, why can't we reject this black-white division, this straight-gay division, this male-female division, this pro-choice, pro-death division? And why don't we focus on that we're all Americans and we can just set aside all these issues and stand on character and stand on the idea that we're Americans? Why deal with this partisan or this bipartisan politics. Why not deal with nonpartisan reality? If we care about the rule of law, we care about God, family, and country, we want to protect life, liberty, and property, why don't we just stand together? Wow, it's amazing. Wow, I guess two sisters in Charlottesville are suing the alt-right folks, saying that it's all their fault for everything. Time will tell how that court case goes. Obama's deep state is even worse than you think, that's for sure. The deep state has been really bad. We've known it for a long time. Donald caught unawares because he doesn't have anybody in his administration that understands the deep state or the globalist tyranny in the making. You got to have good, honest folks that understand it, Donald. Start by draining the swamp and putting good folks in office who understand this stuff, like Ron Paul and others who would simply shut down the fake money system for starters. Taylor Swift, 27, she battled this guy by the name of David Mueller, 55, in court, saying that he groped her. I guess she won a dollar, symbolic for women, saying, hey, no sexual harassment. But again, if we turn to the law, we return to the Ten Commandments and the laws of God, we wouldn't be having a problem with any of these things, right? Remember, folks, I mentioned this last week, and I'll repeat it again. This is nothing more than the war waged in heaven continued on earth. It's Satan versus God. Who on the Lord's side, who will you stand with, huh? All right, that was a recap of the broadcast that took place last Wednesday. Thursday and Friday, we had the day off. There's all kinds of topics in the news. Lowell Nelson's with us, campaignforliberty.org. Welcome back, my brother.
Thanks for having me, Sam. Good to be here.
Now, we're going to talk about the eclipse in just a second, but before we get there, you remember the old song, A Total Eclipse of the Heart?
I don't remember that song. Sorry, Sam.
All right. Maybe Kurt remembers that. Do you remember that, Kurt?
Yep. A total eclipse of the heart.
Anyway, that song, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to tell you that America somehow has a total eclipse of the heart when it comes to God. We've simply turned our back on God as a nation, and we're going to reap the whirlwind if we keep rolling down that path. We better somehow overcome it while we've got the opportunity. We need to repent. We need to turn to God. He'll heal our land, promises the biblical reference, if we do, and he'll protect us. And boy, do we need that healing and protection more than ever. But anyway, speaking of the eclipse, we got some tips from a gentleman, huh, Lowell?
Well, you and I probably both know people who have driven up from here up into Idaho or Wyoming to view the eclipse. Just yesterday, someone left right in the middle of the afternoon with his family. He's heading up there to watch the eclipse, and because it's a big thing, right? I mean, it only happens every 20 years or something. And so, yeah, it's kind of a big deal. But there's a sheriff up in Lincoln County, Idaho, which is right smack in the middle, horizontally, centered in the state, sort of on the lower half or the lower third of the state. Lincoln County Sheriff, whose name is, Rene Rodriguez, and he has some tips for people who are entering his county, and this is kind of fun. I thought this was, and of course...
They're fun, but they're dead serious at the same time, and I think they're spot on.
They are. Having grown up in Idaho, I'm particularly fond of a sheriff who takes the bull by the horns, so to speak, and talks to people the way he does. He says... He says, here's a few things to keep in mind if you're visiting our area for the eclipse. He says, I've seen many helpful posts and public service announcements, but they fall short in several areas. And so he says, I'll try to cover some of these. And then he lists 7 points, which are just spot on, as you say, really good. Number one, Idaho has a huge amount of public land open to exploring and enjoying, but it isn't a garbage dump. Take out what you take in. We live here 365 days a year. The public land is our backyard. We hunt, fish, trap, and camp there, and we'll take it as a personal insult if you screw it up.
Amen to that. Now, by the way, this guy's name is Rene Rodriguez, and it sounds like a Spanish or Mexican name there, Lowell, but mm-hmm. The point is we care not. He's right. He seems like a good guy, and we support his points.
Absolutely.
That's what I mean by we need to... I don't care if he's a Republican or a Democrat, or I don't care about any of those things.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, I don't care about his race. I don't care about his party affiliation. I care that he's right on the issues. And we need to learn to get more to that in America. And the sooner, the better. All right, number two.
Totally agree, yes. With that being said, he goes on, not all land is public. There is a lot of private land, including ranches and farms, that have been in the family for over 100 years. If there is a no trespassing sign at the gate or road, that means you. Stay out. Or some gentleman wearing a cowboy hat or wearing irrigation boots or riding a four-wheeler will let you hear about it.
And hold on. Before we get to number three, justifiably so, we might add, there you have it. Rene Rodriguez, sheriff in Idaho, doing a phenomenal job. We'll brief you on it. It's Eclipse Day. We'll talk about that as well. Man, we got a plate full on Liberty Roundtable Live with Sam, Kurt, Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org on your radio. Many of you have heard me talk about my vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this vigor stuff about? Well, vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, we're talking about the eclipse. Ladies and gentlemen, it comes around every 20 years or so. They say 1979, last one. But they say the full version, since like 1918 or something like that? It's been a long time. The eclipse today, ladies and gentlemen, we'll get into the details in a second. But we're talking about this excellent sheriff in Idaho, doing a great job, by the way, talking about, you know what, these are tips for the eclipse, if you will. Number three, Lowell.
We drive trucks, tractors, combines, and swathers on the highway going about our business. They go pretty slow and won't move faster if you sit behind us and honk. In fact, they actually go a bit slower. We live here. You don't. Be patient and enjoy the scenery. I love these, Dan, because I grew up in this country, man. I grew up driving tractors and swathers and on the highways, and sometimes there's a herd of cows crossing the highway, and you just have to sit back and look at the scenery and wait for things to happen and get out of the way in front of you, because you're not going to help the matters any by trying to drive them faster. It's so funny. But you see a lot of people outsiders, foreigners we call them, that they get pretty frustrated. So these tips are really fantastic. Number four, there is a very good chance you'll see someone carrying a firearm. Yes, it is loaded, and no, I don't have a permit for it. Everybody, and I mean everybody, owns a gun in Idaho, and a lot of us carry one quite regularly. Don't panic. Don't call the police. And above all, behave and treat us and our state with respect and there won't be a problem.
You know, and that's the funny thing. They always joke about the Wild West getting all crazy. But, you know, people said thank you and yes, ma'am, and no, sir, and that kind of stuff. And that's what he's trying to refer to. And, see, again, it doesn't matter that he might be Mexican or Hispanic. It matters that he understands the principles that made America great. Lol.
That's right. I mean, we carry guns in our pickup all the time, just hanging there in the window of our pickup, because when we drove up and down the Creek Road, which is adjacent to our property, miles and miles of fence line adjacent to our property, we'd see a picket pin or a rattlesnake or a badger or a skunk or something. You know, you'd have to take them out, right? And the easiest way to do that, of course, is with a gun. So we see those animals. Either we're going to school or coming from school. And so, you know, having a gun with you is just part of life up there where I grew up, Sam.
And the important thing to understand is people used to go to school. Teenagers used to go to school with a gun in their truck every day. It was not even thought about.
Exactly right. And number five here, our dogs. Our dogs ride in the back of our trucks, and they like it. Sure, a few slow learners take a tumble every once in a while, but for the most part, they do just fine. Don't pet them while they are in the truck. They will bite you numerous times if possible. The truck is theirs, not yours, and they take their security duties seriously. Again, don't panic and don't call the police, because they won't give a darn, and they're probably going to be busy saving some tourist who received incorrect map directions from their TomTom. Number six. Our wildlife will kill you, and it will hurt the whole time you are dying. Elk, moose, bison, and grizzly bears take great pleasure in playing hacky sack with tourists to get too close. They are wild animals and are not trained circus acts. If you must harass our wildlife, may I suggest you go catch a badger? They are really good cuddlers. And of course, if you've ever had a run-in with a badger, you know he is really joking with you there. Number seven, our weather will kill you, and yes, it will hurt the whole time. It snows here every month of the year. Our back roads become death traps when it rains or snows. And your Prius is not an off-road vehicle, so stay on the pavement. Don't make our brave and skilled first responders have to go looking for you when you go exploring. So welcome to Idaho. Enjoy the eclipse. And have a safe journey home, Sheriff Rene Rodriguez.
There you Now, the thing is that he's spot on, though, and the thing that he's saying, I know what I'm trying to get at is I get that it's funny and I agree. But I also want people to understand these are serious tips, aren't they?
Absolutely serious. I mean, every single one of them is true. The reason I'm laughing is because they're so true. Every single one of these is true. And if people don't understand that, then it just gets funnier.
It's just funny because it's so true, but at the same time, it's delivered in a great style. But at the same time, people need to think that. And the problem with the eclipse, lull, I'm not saying that it might not be neat to watch, but I guess I'm saying people are gaga over the eclipse. They need to be a little bit more gaga looking towards the sun instead of the sun, if that makes any sense.
Well, yeah, the sun meaning spelled S-O-N instead of the sun spelled S-U-N.
That's right. When you look a little bit more towards the Savior Jesus Christ and a little less towards the sun, you know, they say, you've heard that song from the Beatles, Here Comes the Sun, right?
Yeah.
Well, now they're starting to sing, There Goes the Sun, right? In the eclipse, so there you have it. It's supposed to hit like at 11:34 in Utah, right? We've got a, what, 90% totality, they say?
Yeah, something like that.
Are you going to watch it, Lowell?
Well, I probably will, you know. And, you know, I just wish, Sam, that they would have as much interest in, like, the war in Yemen or Afghanistan as they, you know, the destruction that's happening there as they would, you know, about this eclipse. I wish people would have enough, as much interest in the number of abortions that are occurring in our land right now. You know, thousands every month. As they do here in the eclipse. I just wish people would have their priorities straight, Sam, and would look to the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, for answers to the problems they face instead of looking on sitcom comedy TV shows for their, you know, solutions and for their entertainment. We just don't have our priorities right, Sam.
Amen to that. Well, there you have it, Kurt. Any other comments on the eclipse? I'm not going to watch it, and I'm encouraging my family not to watch it. And I'll tell you why, because it can really hurt your eyes. You got to get the proper glasses. Oftentimes, they're all sold out. People say they can make their own, which is all true if you know what you're doing. But here's the problem. You won't know if you look at the sun too much if you have a problem until it's after. The problem is the problem. See what I'm saying?
Well, and the great thing, Sam, I'll just toss this in here, is that the news media will have some spectacular shots. NASA will, space.com will, lifescience.com will probably. There's quite a number of websites out there, and they will provide video coverage of the eclipse in its awesome beauty, its splendor, and we'll be able to watch that on demand, hours and hours, and it will be beautiful. I think that you just can't look at a marvelous act of nature like this without feeling awe and gratitude in your heart for the creator of our world. And so those are the reasons that I really enjoy something like this splendor in science, I call it. And that's why I'm interested in it.
And I agree. So everybody just needs to understand, be careful. Don't look at it with a naked eye. It's coming. It's very short. You better be ready. You better look up the exact time for you, where it's going to be, wherever in the nation you are, if you can see it at all.
Yeah.
And I want to really point out this apocalypse or rapture, second coming zombie stuff. Okay, folks, none of that plays into this. I'm telling you right now. And I want to stop that, because people who don't have a tether to the Almighty, if you will, they're thinking this is like meltdown time, like the whole world changes now. And none of that's true, Lowell.
You're exactly right, Sam. This is simply heavenly bodies moving in a symphony orchestrated by the great creator, and we get to be witnesses of one of the most awesome lineups in the heavens today in just in about 3 hours. It's going to be awesome.
All right. Anyway, they say this happens once in a blue moon. That's kind of an interesting idea here.
Yeah.
All right. Kurt, you want to weigh in? Are you going to watch it?
You know, like Lowell, I would prefer that, you know, everybody was concerned about getting rid of the Federal Reserve, you know, eliminating the IRS. I mean, there's a whole lot of things that, in my opinion, everybody ought to worry about a lot more, you know, putting up the Ten Commandments. I mean, I could make a long, long list. I have no problem if people want to look at a nice sunset or a nice sunrise, and I guess I'd put this kind of in there simply because, what, you only get them every 20 years or something like that.
Yeah, but a total one like this is like almost 100 years ago.
Okay, well, 100 years. I mean, we've had the Federal Reserve since 1913.
That's why I bring that up. It's interesting. They're both about 100 years, right, give or take?
Yeah.
So.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, the eclipse is neat. Just be very careful and understand it's not a complete meltdown. The second coming is not here. Don't focus on catastrophe. Focus on learning God's laws and obeying them if you want stability, peace, and success. Just because this is Solutions Radio, that's our take.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. They're still investigating that horrific attack in Barcelona. One or more people driving a van into a crowded street, very popular with tourists. We now know that a dozen or so people were killed, more than 100 injured, the van targeting pedestrians, running down as many people as the driver was able to target. In another incident in the city, a driver crashed his vehicle into two police cars and then had a shootout with officers. If Germans can't be re-educated about accepting immigrants, perhaps drugs and peer influence can force behavioral changes that the Germans want. Researchers say, quote, people donated about 20% more to migrants than to needy locals to begin with when they were on drugs, participants already well-disposed to help migrants generously. People negatively disposed toward migrants were not affected. However, when drugged, they donated 74% more, and they were shown to be less generous with others. That according to a professor at the University of Bonn's Department of Psychiatry. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. If you want a win-win opportunity for patriots, we present a solution. GiveMeLibertyFund.com.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Who taught you skip stones?
My dad.
Family. Isn't it about time?
He must be good.
Yeah, my mom taught him.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you!
All right, happy to have you along. Sam Bushman, Kirk Cosby, Lowell Nelson, live on your radio. Happy birthday, huh, Lowell?
I love the intro, Sam. That bumper music was awesome. Yes. Dr. Ron Paul turned 82 years yesterday, Sam, 82 years young. Happy birthday to him. I want to recognize him. He is one of the two finest statesmen ever to serve in the Congress of the United States of America, Sam, in my lifetime.
Amen to that, sir.
The other one was Larry McDonald, a Democrat from Georgia. Who died on the Korean airliner 007, shot down over the Sakhalin Island off of Russia back in the 80s. Dr. Ron Paul is still alive today and doing very well for 82 years old. You might know that he either bicycles or swims or walks every day. Very, very fit for his age. Going 100 miles an hour still. He's got his own TV show called The Ron Paul Liberty Report, among other things. He does that on weekdays, and it's a 20-minute to 25-minute segment you can catch on the internet every day for those who are interested. And so anyway, it was his birthday yesterday, so I just thought it would be fun to wish him a happy birthday and maybe just give a brief rundown on some of the things he's done in his lifetime for those who don't know about him. He ran for Congress in the beginning just for the purpose of educating his fellow citizens about the fallacy of U.S. fiscal policy and economic policy, which is, as you know, still a disaster. But believe it or not, liberty is popular, and as he began talking about liberty, then his constituents agreed with him and elected him time and time again. He has served in Congress for about 24 years, not all continuous, but from 1976 until 2013, just 4 years ago, served a total of 24 years during that period of four decades. So, wow, really been a light, a shining light on a hill, Sam, one of the very, very few who is not and was not corrupted by the corrosive influences of the Washington, D.C. Beltway. just a marvelous gentleman, married to his wife Carol, a wonderful family, and just a wonderful wonderful family to know and to be a part of. I'm just happy to. I've shaken hands with him on a couple of occasions. Got my picture taken with him, and I treasure the all the time I spent stumping for him during his presidential runs in 2007 and 8 and 2011, 2012.
And so far, he's healthy as a horse, taking on tyranny like never before. The guy's doing a phenomenal job. We commend him. We wish him a happy birthday. Kurt, any final comment from you?
Can't think of anything else.
Well, you got to wish him happy birthday, Kurt.
You know, the thing, well, everybody did. Happy birthday, Ron Paul.
There you go. All right, good.
Also, today is the birthday of Thomas S. Monson's a great church leader.
By the way, he's the president
of Latter-day Saints.
Or the prophet of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Now, the interesting thing is he says all he wants for his birthday, Kurt, all he wants for his birthday is for people to just run around and commit random acts of kindness.
To be nice to other people. I mean, you know, of course, Ron Paul would like a little more like eliminating the Federal Reserve and a few other things I think he would like.
I'm with both of them, Kurt.
You know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, what is your favorite? What is your favorite quote of all the things that Ron Paul has said over the years, Kurt? What is your famous? What statement of his, you know, comes to mind? I'll give you mine while you think about one. But and you too, Sam. I'd be interested to know. But you know, one of his most famous ones is this: "Truth is treason in the empire of lies." I mean, he was famous and is known throughout the world for speaking the truth. I mean, he just comes out with the unvarnished truth, and he gets called names and called on the carpet by the lamestream media. But boy, you can't argue with the truth.
Amen to that. I'll go second and give Kurt Crosby a little more time. There was a when Ron Paul was running for president in 08, or for the 08 elections, I should say. He was talking to Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck should be educated, but obviously demonstrating his ignorance right on the TV there. And there was an interchange between Ron Paul and Glenn Beck. And Ron Glenn Beck said, well, what are you going to do if you start reducing taxes? You want to get rid of the IRS? What would you do for the revenue? What would you replace it with? And Ron Paul said, nothing. I wouldn't replace the IRS with anything. Nothing. And then Glenn Beck went like a radio clown, like a TV clown. And he went, you can't do that. It wouldn't even be sustainable. And Ron just laughed at him and said, let me educate you, my friend. You go study this and you'll find out we don't need the IRS revenue. We don't even get enough revenue from the IRS to matter. All we got to do is downsize the size and scope of government. And this would be no problem. In fact, it would just go back to and he pointed out some a few years ago levels of expenditures, etc. And Glenn laughed and guffawed and, kind of mocked Ron Paul. But then Glenn Beck, actually, I got to give him credit because he had some humility. He literally researched it and came back and said, you know what? Ron's right on this one. Ron's absolutely correct on this one. And the reason that I bring that up is because Ron Paul's incredibly educated. Dr. Paul understands before he speaks. He educated many congressmen and senators along his way as well on the facts, schooled them, if you will. He brought up some of these issues to be front and center for discussion points. They weren't even considered topics to discuss before Ron Paul's efforts. And I bring that up because, look, I would replace the IRS with nothing. And the Republicans are about to talk tax reform, and what better spot-on advice could you get than that? Anyway, there you have it. Your turn, Kurt.
You know, I don't think this quote came from him, but, there's a pretty famous picture. It shows Dr. Ron Paul at his desk and a sign just in front of him like a bumper sticker that you can get says, "Don't steal, the government hates competition." I enjoyed that quite a bit. And the Fed is a great phrase. There's so many different ones. But the bottom line is, he comes up with solutions.
Well, and even if that quote didn't originate with Ron Paul, he certainly doubles down on it, and so do we, huh, Kurt?
Oh, yeah.
All right, moving right along after happy birthday to Ron Paul. more on Charlottesville, Virginia. Now, I broke this down in detail last week. I think the issues are bigger than the discussion points. I think we're being distracted and deceived from many other issues. But we got to talk more on Charlottesville real quick. Lull?
Well, thank you, Sam. What I wanted to bring to light was one of the causes of the war between the states. A lot of people still mistakenly think that the war between the states was fought over slavery, or that the slavery was the central issue, and such is simply not the case. Slavery was merely propaganda, put out there, and I'll explain that as we go along here. The real cause of the war, I believe, was economic. It was basically the tariff of 1828. It was a protective tariff passed by Congress in a very close vote, 105-94. So it had just five members of Congress voted differently, that tax would never have been passed. Now, this tariff was designed to protect industry in the northern states, not the southern states, right? The industries of the southern states were raw goods like cotton, rice, tobacco, and cane, sugar cane, and so forth. Those were basically industries of the South, whereas the North, they had, manufactured goods like tables and chairs and axe handles and so forth, right? I mean, those were the kinds of things, industries in the northern states. Well, this tariff passed, it said a 62% tax on 92% of imported goods. Can you believe that? 62, that's almost two-thirds of the price of something, that again in tax on imported goods. On 92% of everything that came in, they had a tax of two-thirds. That's incredible to me that they said, and that's why it became known as the Tariff of Abomination by its southern detractors. Now, it was signed by John Quincy Adams, and that was one of the reasons why he lost the 1828 election to Andrew Jackson, because of the backlash from this tariff. And so to understand what impact this had on the South, we have to understand how the tariff worked. And I'd be happy to explain that right after this break.
You got it, ladies and gentlemen. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. Such relevant topics, such reality checks on history, such informative content always on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening on Eclipse Day to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
We're talking about the South, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the Civil War. And isn't it interesting that the liberals would be for free trade now? No tariffs at all. The conservatives would put tariffs on the borders, if you will, to protect American trade and industry. However, back in the day, the Southerners didn't like the tariffs the Northerners were putting on their trade. And it's interesting, the Southerners would be considered the conservatives and the liberal North. Kind of interesting. They mixed slavery into this, but really it was about tariffs and about the violation of states' rights, Lowell.
That's right, Sam. The tariff of 1828 was passed by Congress 33 years before blood was shed at Bull Run. 1828, think of how many generations of Congress came and went during that, in between 1828 and 1861, which was when the first blood was shed, of war between the states there. And really, it wasn't the war between states. It was war on the states by the federal government. When, if you look at it in reality, the federal government wanted to force the southern states to do what they wanted them to do, and the southern states, they simply wanted out of the bargain because they were not being dealt an even, fair hand. And so I want to explain how this tariff worked, this tariff of abominations, this tariff of 1828, which imposed almost a tax of 62% on 92% of all imported goods. So the businesses in the North, so say you were a rocking chair manufacturer in the North, you made tables and chairs and stuff, and you were being undercut by low-priced imports. In other words, the tables and chairs coming in from England or from Europe were being sold at a lower price than the tables and chairs that you were making. And so in an effort to protect the industries in the northern states, the Congress passed this tariff on imported goods. Well, I'm here to tell you, Sam, that was a huge mistake, because if you aren't innovating as a business, if you're not improving the quality of your good or service and delivering it at a lower price over time, then you should go out of business.
In other words, there is an appropriate role to play in terms of a level playing field, but then it can go wrong if you take it to extremes, and that's what was done.
Exactly right. And so they set this high tariff or tax on these imported goods. Now, that was a direct harm to the South, because they had to pay higher prices on the goods that they had to purchase from the North, right? Because they didn't make tables and chairs in the South. They grew cotton, they grew tobacco, they grew sugar cane and rice and so forth, but they didn't make tables and chairs in the South, which meant they had to buy these goods from the North, all right? So it was a direct damage to the South, because they had to now pay not just, you know, for the good, but at least 62% more for the good in order to buy it for them. And then it hurt them indirectly, because the British goods that had been flowing into the States, the flow of goods dropped. It diminished because of the tariff, because the tax on the goods, fewer of the goods were purchased. Therefore, the British were unable to sell as many of these goods to the United States, so they had less money to purchase the cotton that they imported from the South. And so this tariff hurt the South directly, and it hurt them indirectly, and they simply wanted out. That was why, and so it's understandable to me why they were so upset with the North for imposing this. And you can go back and look at the vote, that 105-94 vote. You can look at all the northern states voting for it and all the southern states voting against it.
Again, another Operation Divide Line to destroy the stability of the freest country on the face of the earth.
Exactly right.
Doesn't matter what divide line they use next, folks. It's all deceptive, and it all derails the discussion. Then they bait and switched history, and they pretend that it's all about slavery, which wasn't true. In fact, there was a presidential candidate that had the answer to the slavery problem, but he was simply shouted down, ignored, and finally murdered, right?
That's right, Sam. It was a presidential candidate in 1844 by the name of Joseph Smith who proposed that slavery be abolished by peaceful means, right? And so what he proposed was that by the year 1850, so it would be a transition, it would be a six-year transitory process, but they would do what they call compensated emancipation, funded with revenue from the sale of public lands. And so basically they would sell lands and territories to the west of the country at the time and use those funds to purchase the freedom of the slaves from the landowners who needed who were using slaves to work their land. And that would have been perfectly fine with the plantation owners because they would have been given a ton of money.
The point is these landowners weren't so much into slavery as they were saying it'll break our backs financially. You've already got this crazy tariff on us, shackling us, and now you want to basically take away our labor force? Now, I'm not defending slavery, but I am defending to say at some point you say, wait a minute, there's got to be equitability here.
Just think of all the hired help. They could hire, the plantation owners could hire people to work for them. They might be black or white or whatever, it didn't matter, but they could hire people to help work their cotton plantation or their rice plantation, whatever, using the money that they received from the purchase of those the freedom of the slaves that they had owned. And it was a marvelous solution. I just marvel that you know, these were great solutions on the table, and the U.S. Congress refused to consider them. And it was a really sad thing that they did because it resulted in the deaths of over 600,000 of our countrymen due to this war of aggression against the states that wanted to leave the Union at that time, Sam.
There you have it. Candidate Joseph Smith Jr. Smith proposed the abolition of slavery by the year 1850 via peaceful means, compensated emancipation funded by the sale of land. Just ask the Westerners if they would have liked that land to be in non-governmental hands. Isn't that a debate going on today? Smith explained the Southern people are hospitable and noble. They will help to free a country of every vested of slavery when they are compensated appropriately for their property. The issue was property, ladies and gentlemen. The issue was states' rights. The issue was just compensation. And the issues literally came down to economic ones. But instead of a candidate getting an idea on the table for discussion, they literally murdered him. Ladies and gentlemen, we better understand history because we're doomed to repeat it if we don't. And there are solutions. There are candidates with answers. Now, quickly more on Charlottesville, Virginia, because, again, they're manipulating slavery. They want to pull down all the vestiges of good, honest Americans who fought for what they believed in. They want to literally rewrite history. If they can divorce us from our godly heritage and from our American history, they will have won the fight, Lowell.
Exactly right, Sam. Slavery was a source of friction between the northern and southern sections of the country, certainly. But the South was not the first. The idea of secession was not a Southern idea. It turns out the Northern states, more than once, had threatened secession earlier in U.S. history, largely to their resentment at the what they called undue or the outsized influence of Virginia. See, Virginia was the most populous state in the Union at the time, the most powerful. And so some of the Northern states, they threatened secession back when, they were the first ones to come up with the idea. And, of course, I believe that a state has the right to secede. If a state has the right to join the Union, it certainly has the right to secede from the Union. And so, you know, it's just unfortunate that today people equate secession with slavery, when in reality it's simply a matter of states' rights.
Amen to that. Now, I say that they have the right to secede from the Union, although I don't think that's the best course of action. But I agree they have the authority to do so, because remember, the government derives its power from the consent of the governed. And if you just simply withdraw consent, then there you go. Now, not only were they going to fund the emancipation of slaves with money from appropriately sold lands, which was a peaceful solution to means. If you go study William Wilberforce, you can find out that it could be done peacefully. Joseph Smith Jr., candidate for president of the United States of America at the time, proposed this peaceful solution. But they were also going to reduce the salaries of congressmen from $8 a day to $2, right?
That's right, Sam. And what do you think? How do you think the congressman responded to that? Well,
They'd rather go to war and murder millions and millions and millions of people to keep their tyrannic hold, I guess, right?
Exactly right. So there's a line from the book 1984 by George Orwell that I want to quote here. It says, quote, "One could not learn history from architecture any more than one could learn it from books. Statues, inscriptions, memorial stones, the names of streets, anything that might throw light upon the past had been systematically altered," end of quote. And I chose that quote because of what they did in their efforts to remove the Robert E. Lee statue from Lee Park. And in fact, they want to name the park, rename the park from Robert E. Lee Park to the Emancipation Park or something like that. And so here they are erasing history. We're in front of our eyes right now, today, 2017. These folks are trying to erase history from before our eyes.
I stand with General Robert E. Lee and say that I think he was a God-fearing gentleman. He was not the tyrannical thug they make him out to be. That's a revisionist historical lie.
Absolutely, Sam. And we do ourselves a huge disservice and our children and grandchildren a huge disservice by allowing this history to be covered up, be buried, to be hidden, to be removed from the public square.
And we're flat out of time this hour, ladies and gentlemen. When we get back, Lowell's agreed to stay with us an extra half hour. When we get back for the second hour, we're going to play a game. Yeah, I kid you not. You want to play a game?
It's going to be fun.
It's a new game, ladies and gentlemen. Agree or disagree. We'll talk about it. We'll brief you. It'll all happen in literal seconds. It'll happen even before the eclipse, ladies and gentlemen. Sam, Kurt, Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org on your radio. Donate and get involved today at libertyroundtable.com. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore the greatest country on the face of the earth. This nation shall endure.